Sobre the causeless mercy. For Guru Organio, we are here in Sri Ram Vrindavan. And we have attained shelter here. So, the abode of Prem, the abodes of Prem, they are very dear to Sri Bhagavan. Because they have taken this responsibility to give shelter to everyone, think about their welfare. Therefore, such Mahatmas are very rare in this world, very rarely found. In this world, even if we take responsibility for two or three living entities, we cannot assure their welfare. When we cannot assure our own welfare, how can we assure the welfare of them? But those who take shelter of this ashraya vigraha, who are they? They give ashraya to any jiva and they engage them in the service of Bhagavan, who is Vishaya Vastu. They offer him in his seva. They give him this adhikar. Therefore, the ashraya vigraha, the bhaktajans, their glories, by listening to their glories, their shraddha rises, then their mercy will surely be had. Mercy of the santas will easily be remembered, shraddha will be had. And their faith is the root. Seed. So today is the Narisa Vigra Prabhu's Tirohavtati and Bhaktivaya Puri Goswami Maharaj's Avirbhavtati. So many titis have appeared for Guru Varga. So now we'll remember the speciality of their preaching. It's immeasurable. Just by touching a little, then their mercy will be showered down upon us. And we will be qualified to achieve their mercy. We'll be qualified. So therefore, so Bhaktivinoda Puri Goswami Maharaj, he appeared in this Ganjam district in Orissa. They were all belong to Ramanuja Sampradaya. They were initiated there. So when they take initiation according to Ramanujacharya's line, then the Guru gives the order that to achieve siddhi in your sadhana, the only means is serving the bhaktas. If the bhaktas are happy, then Bhagavan is also happy. Everyone are Bhagavan's part and parcel as children. So we should strive in this light to achieve the auspiciousness of their souls. We should not hate, disobey, disrespect the other jivas. This is one way, this is like neglecting Prabhu himself, not caring for him. Therefore, we should respect every jiva, knowing him to be the resting place of Krishna. We must respect him accordingly. So say, when Maharaj he graduated during the British rule, so the time Maharaj he used to always think, how can I strive for the welfare of everyone? Because striving for the welfare of others is a very nice dharma. So he was thinking, I'll study Ayurveda and I'll try to arrange nice medicine for them so that they'll always be healthy, not weak, not sad. So Maharaj, thinking like this, There was a physician there, Madhusudan Sharma. He even tested Ayurveda from him. Madhusudan Sharma was a very good physician, very qualified. Many people would come from far to learn from him. So when he went to him, then Maharaj, he saw that, this person is from a very nice sampradaya. So he started teaching him Ayurveda, and he also saw a very good scholar in Sanskrit, knew many languages. Then he had this desire to learn, to inquire. So he started teaching this Ayurveda Vidya, and side by side, Madhusudan Sharma was Prabhupada's disciple. So he also started telling him about Prabhupada, his glories. And then he told him that, you see, that don't think that serving the body is everything. This is not the real welfare. The jiva has forgotten himself, forgotten his sambandha with Paramatma. So regardless of however much you may help the jiva look after his body, still this body will not remain eternally. It will die one, it's destined to die one day. No, it's working very nicely, but after 2 days, then person suffers so much and eventually he'll die. At that time, everyone will start crying so much, but what is the use? We are all meant to leave our bodies one day. And there is no guarantee, according to our karma, where we will wander. There is no guarantee. Therefore, we don't know where we have come from, where we will go. Therefore, he learned Ayurveda. Then he became a good doctor. He used to give medicine. And he said, just by looking after this body, what can you possibly do? But Sukaracharya, what did he do? He gave this Mrityu Sanjeevani, Mashalikarini. He knew all these different kinds of knowledge. But still, even though he revived all the demons, brought them back to life, still the demons would be fighting amongst each other, fighting with the others, killing each other. No shanti, no peace. So say, he knew so many kinds of knowledge. He could bring the dead back to life. He could make those who are old young again. He made the devatas are always drinking nectar, but still they are always so proud. They are always trying to defeat each other. No, devatas, they cannot control themselves. Despite drinking nectar, they have no atmagyan. Therefore, Bhagavan's Priya Parsha Parikar, this Samanda Zayat with Prabhupada, taking shelter, by attaining his mercy, then this Ashakti will be had, Mamata will be had for Paramatma. We will have Atmagyan. Because Atma Vidya is not easy. As long as one is not realized in the Atma, how can he possibly give this Atma Vidya? Can you give Jad Vidya but not Atma Vidya Atmagyan? Who is absorbed in this small illusion? How can he give this? So that I am Maharaj, with Madhusudan Sharma. When this Navadvipa Parikrama began, then every year Madhusudan Sharma, he would come. At that time, during Vyas Puja, Rath Yatra, Gaur Purnima, all these big tithis, he'd come. And see the Shakti of the Bhaktas. They have this strength to carry His Guru Kripa in their hearts, and they say they attract all the jivas and offer them at the lotus feet of their own Guru. And they say, when they, he brought so many jivas to Prabhupada's lotus feet. They say, Prabhupada Sarasi Thakur, it speaks such sweet Harikatha, like the flow of the Ganga. He would never stop this flow. Not that he was, he would rest and would stop, no. Like Sukhdeva Goswami, he can speak 24 hours a day, this Harikatha. You know, there's one person, Prabhupada would speak Harikatha to that person. So he saw that this person, he saw that Bhaktivedanta Puri Maharaj saw to bathe in this flow of Harikatha is, means to be very fortunate. So I have to bathe in this katha. So there are 9 days now the Dham Parikrama is done, and then 40 days Gaur Mandal Parikrama is done, like Vraj Mandal Parikrama. They go to Ek Chakra, all the other different places. So the time we create fortune, this Dham Parikrama began. So that time, this Dham Parikrama started. And they pray to Prabhupada. Prabhupada first gave Harinam. And he asked him. He said that the faith you have, this faith is the price. This is the predominating gate in goddess of Pravidya is Radharani herself. So you must take shelter of her lord's feet and always do kirtan of the glories of the bhaktas. So that time they, when he turned home after meeting Prabhupada, but still then after he left home, took shelter of Prabhupada in Mayapur. And just as Prabhupada was about to leave, he left in 37, 1st January. Then again he came to Prabhupada and took shelter. Prabhupada, he told him that Prabhupada would always address everyone very respectfully. Aap. Said, sir, you go preaching and you speak on the Bhagavatam to everyone. So he gave this message of the Bhagavatam to everyone. So first of all, he spoke on the Bhagavatam in Samudragad, Northern Ghat. The place is called Pyare Nagar. Nakul Brahmachari, he used to stay there. So there he spoke on the Bhagavatam for 7 days for the first time. There were so many smartha Brahmins. So many Brahmins were staying. It's called Bhattacharya Pada. Means all these Bhattacharyas used to stay there. And they're Panchapasasaks. Very strong worshippers of the five gods. And then he started this Bhagavad Sapta. He was also a great scholar in Sanskrit, Puri Maharaj. So he started this Bhagavad Sapta for 7 days. Bhagavatam continued. And then the last day, everyone together, what did they do? They started this week festival. To honor the sadhus. They called the sadhus from all four sides to relish the essence of the Bhagavatam. Many sadhus came from the Gaudiya Math, like Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. Many sadhus came. All of them spoke on the essence of the Bhagavatam. In essence. So where is Bhagavata takes place? There. All devatas, they are very eager to listen. Mm-hmm. dust of this place and put on their bodies, smear it on their bodies. So then there was a big gathering, religious assembly, many sadhus came. And then finally, there was a big festival. So Bhoga was offered to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprasad for all the santas, for everyone. There was a landlord, Zamindar. There were so many. And so many people had assembled there. And then for Maharaj also there was this order. So Maharaj, he said, then first in the Bhagavatam spoken before, it is spoken that the 12 Mahajans should be worshipped. They should be worshipped. Pray to them. And then this Guru Parampara, Acharya Panchak. They say, Mahajans worship, just pray to them. As long as their mercy is not showered, then no one will listen to the Bhagavad. And neither can one speak on the Bhagavad. There won't be any ruchi in listening nor in speaking the Bhagavad. Therefore, always take the footsteps of the Mahajans, follow in their footsteps. Well, it's whatever an arrogant person, he may speak very nicely, but no one will listen. And if one will listen, he will not follow in his own life. And he himself, what he's saying, he is not following himself. He is not practicing his own life. So Maharaj said first, Mahabhagavats should be worshipped. So then the Bhagavatam was finished. Then he said, Bhoga should be offered. There's a big festival is going on, and so many rishis, santas, maharshis, so many came. One person, he came. Very effulgent personality. He was saying that, oh, you have this big feast going on. Yeah, Harikatha is being spoken, giving prasad to everyone. So will you give me some prasad or not? They said, oh Maharaj, please sit down. They gave him an asana. Said, does one need an asana to honor Mahaprasad? No, not this way. Then he sat down. And they gave him a banana leaf and they started serving Mahaprasad on this leaf. In all the festivals, either a leaf made of lotus flowers is given, or leaf, or banana leaf is given, plantain leaf. So I said, will you feed me properly or not? Just give me a little and you're sending me away, then else I will not sit. You have to feed me nicely. So he said, oh Maharaj, you can honor as much as you can, as you want. So he sat down, and put his trident down, put his kamandalu down, and he sat down. And they say, they brought so much Mahaprasad, because in Bhandara, not just Ras, in such a feast, not just rice dal, so many different kinds of Mahaprasad is present there. They're present, especially when the Bhagavat is being spoken, then the Chashati Mandas, Govastra Kavira, Sharvashi, Sadgoswami, they're all the Mahipal, Dikpal, Bhupal, all these Gachins, all the Mahajans, they're all worship. Rajashi Brahmachitapasi, beginning from Lord Brahma, the Bhagavat is offered to all of them. And everyone, they're given plate of Mahaprasad, great respect. You see, as many plates as there were. You see, they were giving him so many plates of prasad and he was eating everything. He was eating as much as he wanted to. So everyone was thinking, who is this person? Where did he come from? I've never seen anyone eat so much. He's just eating continuously. And they called Zamindar, the landlord, saying, oh, where did you bring this person from? He's going to finish everything and nothing will be left behind. He's just eating and eating and eating. Has Bhimsen come? Or who has come? Has Durvasa Rishi come? Who has come? No, nothing is left. So they said, where is this? Where have you come from? They asked him. That I am. They said, oh. He said, oh, where have you come from? They started like speaking to me in a very rash way. And he said, oh, I've only come to ask Mahaprasad. If you want to feed me, or else you tell me you cannot feed me. You told me that you'll feed me as much as I wanted to. No, he said, bring everyone's Mahaprasad. He said, I haven't received your prasad still. And then he said, hey, you've eaten so much already and you want more Mahaprasad. Again, he started shouting at him so much. And he said, I'm waiting for this. That as long as your mercy is not had, then how can I leave? So give me whatever you have, then I'll eat and I'll leave. And he said, get up and go away from here. So start shouting at him. Then he said, don't be so proud. Don't become like Ravan. Here, take everything. And then what happened? Whatever he had eaten, he started releasing everything out of his mouth. All that they had given him to eat, everything started coming out of his mouth again, as though it had never been eaten in the first place. He had eaten so much, and without even digesting anything, everything he started releasing. Then who is this person? Everything is coming out of his mouth as it is. He knows black magic. Who is he? Yogi. 7 days only the glories of the Bhaktas were spoken. But you say, although the glories were spoken, it went into one side, it went into one ear and came out the other ear. Not even one quality of the Bhaktas entered their hearts. Everything came out the other ear. And that's why he ate everything and then he gave everything back and he left. And no one knew where he disappeared. In front of everyone he disappeared. Everything was there as it is. Then they didn't realize who is this person. So when Bhagavat finished, then all the santas, they came. Then they were thinking, these people had behaved so rudely with this person. Then what happened? As soon as the yagya finished, now they tried lighting the fire again for another yagya, but the fire could not be lit. And then all four sides, that whole village was burnt. Just as Hanuman burned Lanka, the whole village is burnt now. People, everyone, they were running here, there, and they were consumed by this fire. Then the Zamindar, who was so arrogant, so proud, who shouted at this sadhu so much, he fell unconscious on the ground. And then they told him. Then someone told him, I came to take the remnants of this yagya. There is a big yagya, a big ceremony. So you see, I'm supposed to take the part of this yagya. And you've done so many. And you're so proud, shouted at me so much. How long will you stay in this world? You speak in such a way. So they say, he came darshan also. And then he spoke to him. But then what happened? He was very proud. No one would listen to him. He said, no, all village was destroyed. The villagers, the elderly men, women, the children, all of them. Then this news reached the Oriyamut. He spoke on the Bhagavatam and just, entire village has been destroyed. Because when Bhagavatam was spoken, then Bhakta Bhagavat should be respected. See, if one is not very intelligent, then he is forgiven. But one who knows everything, and if he does something, then he should be punished. Like Prahlad, Janak. Prahlad may have come here, Janak Maharaj may have come here. Shivji himself may have come here to take the remnants of this yagya. And Shivji sat down to honor Mahaprasad and just to see the way he insulted him. And then they say, Mahashiv, you know how he is. He'll destroy everything because as Rudra, he destroys all of creation. So he destroyed the entire village. Now they made a very nice temple for Shivji to worship him because they realized their mistake. And where in Samudragad? But once one is destined to be destroyed, then what can one possibly do? So where the santas are not respected, then no matter how many scholars may stay there, then no one will care for them. Rajas Thakur, he never opposed anyone. He would do kirtan, would go on the street, wherever he sit down, he took kirtan. Ramchandra Khan, he could not tolerate this. Then he went behind him. He tried having him fall down. He said, why does everyone respect him so much? I'm the king here. No one respects me. They respect him. So he tried so much to make Haridas Thakur fall down. And he couldn't do anything. But whoever he would send, that person would become a devotee. And Nityananda Prabhu came. Then he said, oh, all of you are worshipping coward boy, this Krishna. So this is not a place for you. Go to the Goshala. Here Durga is worshipped. You have a place in the Goshala because you have to follow that coward boy. So he said, all right, this place is not a place for Harikirtan. Then this will be a place for the matches. And after the time we left, after 1 week, the matches came. They slaughtered cows. There are so many bad things. Burnt all the villages, all the homes down. They cooked cow meat and they ate, and they also made everyone eat cow meat. In other words, they all converted them to Islam. So they say, where are this Vaishnava Parath is done, then he is bound to be destroyed, ruined. So since then, even now, there is one custom there, that where Bhagavata has spoken, Harikatha, there even now Harikatha is being spoken day and night. But even now this big feast is always taking place in Samudragad. And whoever comes is duly respected. Just as Rasiya gave Yudhishthir, Krishna would wash everyone's feet, give them a very nice asana, garland them, give them new cloth, and so Krishna himself would serve all the guests. Same way they also do in Samudragad. You see, in this Nanda Maharaj, during Krishna's birth, he organized such a big feast and festival. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj did the same thing for Srimati Radhika when she was born. So Maharaj, he started, by Prabhupada's order, he started speaking on Bhagavatam. So, there's the Bhakta Bhagavat and the Grantha Bhagavat. There's the Shabda Brahma. And that's the Parabrahma. So yes, it's a Parabrahma. The Tadiya and Madhya. So they are not respected. Then no one is qualified to read the Bhagavad, not to listen to it. See, the fruit of Vidya is one becomes very humble. Not that one becomes very proud of his learning. What is the use of being proud in such a way? Therefore Maharaj, when he started preaching, then he said, why are the Vaishnavas not respected? When not worshipped? What is the use of the Bhagavat, doing Shravan Kirtan? First you must learn. So at that time, Prabhupada, the Acharya Sri Chaitanya Mat, he told him that, oh, you should look after this place in Kovur, where Ramananda Rai met with Mahaprabhu. So then there's a nice temple that established by Prabhupada. So he said, you look after this temple. And they say, then Telugu, Maharaj is a scholar in Sanskrit, Hindi, Bengali, Odia, in all languages, in Telugu also. So there he preached so much. All the people there listened to Mahaprabhu's glories and became so inspired. And so the ashram became very beautiful. And then he was sent to Madras, Gaudiya Math. You stay there, start preaching there, and then time to time, you would even all over India, preaching, speaking Harikatha. Because he knew how to serve the bhaktas. In his own life, he used to follow and he used to also instruct others how to serve the bhaktas. You see, he gave everyone, or he told everyone how to serve the acharyas. He made everyone ready. So everyone was attracted to him. They all respected him as their own guru. Okay, so powerful. Then, Prabhupada's desire that this preaching spread all over, not just India, everywhere. If he just looks after this temple here, then how can he preach in other places? So therefore, so the acharya there, he said, now you have many followers, now you'll have to go preaching. So he gave the seva of the temple to the others. Then Maharaj went preaching. First he went to the other side of the Godavari. Godavari is so wide, this river. It is 5 kilometers wide. During the floods, she becomes 20 kilometers wide. You see, there the two railway stations, one in Rajahmundry and Kovur. They built a very nice station across the river. The railway track line across the river. So Maharaji came to the other side of the river. Made a small kutir there on the other side of the river and he started speaking. By his preaching, there was one, even the sadhus from Ramana Sampradaya, they would also follow him. He used to love them so much more than even his own disciples. Because he knew to serve and respect the bhaktas. As much as you respect the bhaktas, and the rest you will get more respect from them. Not that you do not respect others, but then you desire respect. How can you expect, when you yourself don't respect others, how can you expect respect from others? You see, no one put garbage inside a pot of ghee or inside a pot of nectar. They put garbage in a garbage dump. So similarly, if we respect bhaktas, we love them, then the respect and love we get will be many more times, will be much more than what we could ever offer. But if we are the other way, then how can we possibly expect respect and love? So wherever there be a religious assembly, Maharaj would be invited. And slowly, Maharaj went to the, he started preaching Rajahmundry, on the banks of the Godavari. And he started preaching there in Singhachalam, Jivanarsingha. Start preaching there. So there, he started preaching. On the banks of the ocean. This Rai Sahib and all these people, they said, Maharaj, you should make a nice temple. Where? We are so foolish, so we cannot come so far. But still, if you have a place here for your preaching, then we'll be very happy. Because all the people from all sampradayas will respect him so much. So they say, Maharaj, he would stay there. And he'll go some to other places. Sometimes Maharaj stay in Guntur. In Vijayawada. He'll go everywhere preaching. All over South India. And we met Maharaj. Maharaj would come to Mathura. So Maharaj made this temple in Rajahmundry. And then we came for this deity installation festival. Maharaj would sit down, he would close his eyes. He would not look home when he was listening to Harikatha. If so many would come, they would even be sitting to Sarikatha while sitting inside the water. See, on the banks of the river, they'd be listening. They'd be sitting on top of trees, standing in water, waist deep. They'd be listening to Sarikatha. Sometimes they'd be weeping. Because he had no consciousness of his external senses. He was never conscious of them. He would weep, he would laugh. And what would he speak on? He would speak only on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Chaitanya. He memorized all these different verses of these books. And he'd speak in Telugu. And they say, there also there's one temple, Kotilingeshwar, in Rajahmundry. And you see, all of them, they're very strict followers of Shivji. They have dreadings. They also, they have a big ashram there. So a little away from the ashram was Maharaj's ashram. And Maharaj was being Arigata. Then all the, all of those followers of Shiva would smoke chilam, who had big matlocks there, they would all come to listen to his Arigata. They never knew what they liked the most. But still, so many thousands of people would come and sit down and listen. So I saw so many would come to listen to Arigata. And after Arigata, after Kirtan, they would go back. But those who smoked this chilam, they would not return. Then Maharaj, again he would say, leave this intoxication behind. This ganja bhang, marijuana. Why such intoxicants? Take shelter of the bhaktas, take shelter of Bhakti Devi. Or else, you should not come here and destroy the atmosphere of the ashram. Go somewhere to some crematorium and smoke as much as you want, but not here in the temple. Or else by your Sangha, association and others will be spoiled. Say, there's no need to throw garbage inside the house. Garbage should be thrown outside the house. Or else you promised me that you will never do this from today. Don't make your mouth into a drain. Your mouth should not be like a stinking drain. Put even fish, meat, alcohol, bhang, even mamsa. Not like this. This mouth is not like a drain. His mouth is part of the face. This way you chastise so strictly. You say, anyhow, he, one day he performed this open heart surgery. This way he removed the anarthas all of a sudden. This way they immediately shaved up. They gave up their matted locks of hair. They threw everything away in the Godavari. And they became very clean. They had a bath and they came in and said, oh Guruji Maharaj, you can deliver us. No, you can kill us. Anything you feel like you can do. So I say, yes, I just say, how they are. Same time, everyone after listening to Katha of Maharaj, then they sent a letter to Maharaj. Who? One of those Babas who Maharaj had sent away. So there was a big printing press there. So Maharaj Sarovar, someone sent me a paper, let me see what has been written. And after he spoke on Harikatha, then he opened the letter and he said that if Bhagavata was first spoken in Samudra Garden, Navadi Dham, I had come to listen to Harikatha there also. So there I was insulted so much in Samudra Garden, Navadi. There they fed me so much and they started shouting at me so much and insulted me. So now I'm giving you this. This is, see, read this and you see what is there. So when he read that, then he saw that it was the 26th chapter of the 4th canto, which is Rudra Gita. Rudraji, Shivaji Thakur himself, he had given this Rudra Gita to Maharaj and he told Maharaj, you recite this Rudra Gita, then you also make others recite it. Then their minds will appear, or else they never leave this opium behind, this chilam, banja, marijuana behind. If you make them recite this Rudra Gita, then they'll change. Because according to the recitation, they become like this. So, when the prachitas were going to do tapasya, then I myself gave them this Rudra Gita. Now the Shiva was saying. And the prachitas became so absorbed in tapasya. They attained, they achieved the grace of Bhagavan. They became entitled for the Atma Darshan, Paramatma Darshan. Therefore, anyone who comes, give him this Rudra Gita. I'm very happy with your Harikatha. I always listen to your Katha and say, where is Harikatha being spoken? And Hanuman, Sukadeva Goswami, all the Mahajans come and listen there. Just see where Kotilingeshwar is. He become with all his associates. Because they were thinking, oh, Sahaja went to listen to Harikatha, but he came with all his associates. And after this Bhagavad Sapta, for 7 days, Maharaj, he would apply Tulsi on everyone's heads. Some Tulsi with Chandan on his foreheads. You see, in South India, there's a rule that all these fat garlands, they used to decorate Thakurji. Big, big garlands. And there, Tulsi Devi is also worshipped so much. So Maharaj he saw. And he read this. And the next day, all would come. Number would increase to listen to Harikatha. Then Maharaj, not just the Rasan, he'd first do Harikirtan and he'd also have them engage in this Kirtan. So Maharaj first, you know, he was the first one in our Sampradaya. Just as after Mangalati, before Mangalati, we do Stalsati. Even in Jagannath temple before Mangalati, at least for half an hour now, they do Stalsati. They offer many of them. Similarly, in South India also, Tiruvananthapuram, Aravananthapadmanabh, Keshavdev temple. This way, they all do Stalsati. Before Mangalati. So Maharaj, first of all, he learned all these Stav Stutis for Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Radharani, all these Sanskrit Stutis, and for Guru, for Vaishnavas, for Bhagavad, for Puranas, Upanas, Upanishads. He collected so many Stutis, and he made all his disciples also recite them. He said, first, every day you must recite this in the morning, then recite the Rudra Gita. And just see, because of that, preaching that he did, so many devotees came, so many followers came, so many temples were established. So I was very fortunate when in Kovur, when this Gita Mandir was built, I had stayed there for 2 months. Sometimes I go to Rajmundry, sometimes I go to Puri. I had the good fortune to serve there and for 1 month in this Gundecha temple. I went to Balasore, Balhati, there. I met him there when Bhaktivinoda Thakur started this Namata program in Sambalpur, Ganjam. In Orissa, he has his temples everywhere. Also in Vishakhapatnam, Nundi, in Vijayawada, everywhere. There are many ashrams. But in the end, when Prabhupada Samadhi was going to be inaugurated, Isubhishu Samadhi, then they called him there. Because he had a very close relationship with Shaswami Prabhupada. And by his own hand, he formed the Abhishek of Prabhupada. And this day, Swami Maharaj had also requested him that you'll have to go preaching everywhere. He also said Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj that only ringing bells will it do. Then they said, oh, you ring bells all over the world, but I'm ringing bells here. So will you not go preaching in the West? Will you not go and give your mercy to others? Then he also told Bhakti Puri Maharaj, Prabhupada also told you. From your childhood, you were always thinking to bestow mercy upon everyone. So then Maharaj, in his old age, again he started preaching. He went to so many different countries. He went preaching everywhere. He was very old also, and he stayed for many years, Maharaj. Almost 100 years he stayed. When he came to Mathura, he'd stay in our temple. Because at the time there was no Gaudiya Mahan. In Vrindavan also, there was only Chaitanya Gaudiya Mahan. And there was in Kishapura one, Mata Prabhupada Sasi Thakur. Only these two temples. Maharaj, he said, Vrindavan, there should be an ashram. At that time, we had gotten Rupa Sanatan. So then I said, Maharaj, if you have a desire, then he said, I want to stay there near Sevakunj. I want to be the sweeper there of Sevakunj. There, by Radharani's mercy, I only want to stay there. Like Maharaj would stay. If you want to go to Govardhan, then Gurudev would stay. I want to stay near Dhangati, outside Dhangati. I'll not go to Radhakund. Neither will I go there to Giriraj. I'll stay here. So Maharaj also had this desire that I want to stay there near the door entry of Sevakunj. And just see, the desire of the Siddha Purushas, perfect personalities, always becomes true. So you're looking everywhere. Then this Vrindavan Chandra temple, there was Thakurji there, but no Seva Puja. When we spoke to the Pujaris, anyhow, we went to them, spoke to the owners. At that time, and only very less money. For 6 lakh rupees, the entire thing was finalized. Maharaj was Nishkinchan Akinchan. He did not even have proper shirt and kurta to wear. He only had this Uttariya, this low part for sannyasi wear. Winter, summer, every time he just wear the same cloth. No shawl, nothing. And he just wear this one pair of cloth. And he you have the only one pair of cloth. He dry that and again wear it out. And so even if it was a big feast, you only take rice and mix only buttermilk with that and eat that. Because wherever I'd go, I'd cook so many different kinds of things. Maharaj would never say no to me. He'd say, do whatever you say, we feel like. You offer bhoga, give to sadhus. See, he was so austere, no one could say anything to him. Whole day, just eat little rice and buttermilk. I said, Maharaj, please eat something. He's saying, okay, I'm coming. And just go to his room then. He had many responsibilities. He had to speak Harikatha. So many thousands of devotees were coming. But then I said, Maharaj, unless you eat, no one is going to honor Mahaprasad. Then he came. And as soon as he ate, what did he do? He just took some rice, some buttermilk, some salt. And then he just drank that and he left. And there's so many different kinds of things I had cooked for him, but he didn't touch anything. He did not even look. Then Maharaj did not even look. He said, this is for Radha Vrindavan Chandra. This is for all their bhaktas, not for me, but this is not my dharma. He said, I am just a mendicant, one sannyasi. I only wear one pair of cloth. I have only one pair of cloth. I wash that. And when they dry, I wear the same cloth. He was so austere, so renounced. You see, this wet cloth was on his body. We'd ask him, Maharaj, should you change your cloth, wear dry ones? He said, no. The same cloth that I've bathed in, it'll dry on its own. Even in the winter, he'd do this. And even if anyone would give him something, he wouldn't even care. He'd just somehow accept. Just see how you distribute now, son. In the morning, there'd be two cooks. And then in South India, you see, they all sit on one line. And they have one big pot. And then they mix rice water. And then they put some fire underneath. And say they have like 5-6 pots in one line. And then they say they all put some coal there. And they say and the wood is also used to cook. And then say rice is cooked. And they take all the rice that has been cooked, put it in a big mat. And they add turmeric curry leaves. And then put some tamarind seeds, tamarind leaves. And then 10-20 people are mixing everything, thinking what's happening. And then they bring these palash leaves, all these leaves made of lotus flowers, and it's called puliyara. It's very sour, it's also spicy, and this is distributed as Mahaprasad. And then sometimes they also put some coconut on top, or some chana dal, urad dal on top of it. And they say the big line, take this Mahaprasad. In Godavari, so many would come because there's Goshta Tirtha there. Goshpat Tirtha. And so many would come for this Mahaprasad. And they have so much respect for this Mahaprasad. Even in Tirupati, they're giving the same prasad there also. Srinagam also, they're giving the same prasad. Even in Anandapadmanabh, they give one more thing. On Visheshthiti, they make pongal. They make pongal and Thai pongal. They mix gourd with rice. And sometimes they also boil it and it is given. And they say they eat this. This is the Vaikuntha Prasad. They say that's how the culture is there in South India. Now that everything is given, they say this puliyara is given. And the more you eat, you see, your health will never be spoiled. It's very sour. Here you see, they can never eat anything sour. They only like sweet. But there they only like sour things. And there you see, they like this charupani. Means they have some water, they add some turmeric and some imli, some leaves, curry leaves, and then they mix it. They make it spicy and sour. And they drink this and they're very happy. And then they drink this buttermilk, they add some salt. And this is like nectar for them. And I was seeing all this, I was so surprised. But they have so much faith in all this. They'll come to all the temples. They bring one coconut. They bring this kubirkai. There's a way this is called the kubirkai. They say they break it. They break the coconut and they show it to Thakurji. They take half. They offer to Thakurji. They do aarti and then take half back home. So then they bring everything to me and I was the pujari then. There was a new temple, this Gita Bhavan that was built. They give these coconuts. I'd close the curtain and then I'd take 20 of these coconuts that were there, half. And then I'd give them half and I'd take the other half and I'd go hide them behind the temple. The other half of the coconut. Because I was like this. So I'd have a huge pile of coconuts outside my room, outside the temple. Then give me some pranami. And how would they give pranami? They'd give like 1 paisa, 2 paisa, 6 paisa, 8 paisa, 10 paisa. Then they'd give this paisa. And I said, what is this? They're only giving so much. So I'd bring one plate. And I'd put tilak on them. And what would I do? I'd take these ashes, mix it with coal, and then I'd use that coal and put tilak on them. Or else who will paste chandan? I didn't have so much time. So I say this is tilak from Koshpatirtha. And then when I start putting this tilak mixed with ashes and coal, then they start offering more pranami. They start giving 5 rupees, 10 rupees, 20 rupees. And then they start bringing guavas, bananas, grapes, because there are many fruits found there. Also they bring tamarind. And they give this tamarind and coconuts. This is like a big donation. And they bring rice also. Good quality rice. So when the temple was going to be unveiled, then Maharaji told me at 11 in the night, now people are still coming, don't close the temple. So it should be open. Then he said, these people who have come, have given all this pranami. Who has kept all this? So I said, Maharaj, don't worry. Everything is there. Then the next day, in the morning after Mangalarti, I took all these coconuts that I had collected, all these fruits that I had collected. And I put in front of Maharaj. Maharaj said, you've collected so much. From where have you collected so much? Did you go Bhiksha in every street and bring everything? I said, no Maharaj, I anyhow put this tilak on their forehead and they gave me so much. So many things. And Maharaj said, all right, good. Now at least I won't have to bear so many expenses for this festival now. Then Maharaj, he gave me this blessing. And wherever you go, you'll never have any shortage. You'll always have whatever you feel. See, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Those who are simple, who are not hypocritical, they'll never have any obstacles in their lives. So Maharaj, he put both his hands on my head and he blessed me so much. And then when I was staying there, Maharaj himself came from Mathura. He said, 2 months you're staying here, I haven't come back to Mathura. Then he came from Mathura, Sri Rajamandri. He said, make a ticket, tomorrow we're going. So I said, where? To Mathura. Then I was thinking, how can I leave Maharaj now? How can I leave Maharaj? I don't want to leave him now. Right on the banks of the Godavari, such a nice temple here. And where in Mathura, there you see. How can I stay there? Maharaj, he had so much love for me. He was thinking, how can I leave you? Maharaj said, make a ticket. Make a reservation. So I went to Rajamandri, there was no ticket. So I was thinking, all right, I'll go to Vijayawada then. And then I went to Vijayawada, caught a train there. Without any ticket, I went there to Vijayawada. And then I made a ticket from there. And then 11 in the night I reached. Then someone told me, oh, they've taken money and he's run away. Maharaj said, this can never happen. You know, surely he'll come back. He's going to book some ticket, he'll surely come back. He's either gone to Vishakhapatnam or Vijayawada. When I came at 1 in the night, and all these people, they were very restless. Then I showed the ticket. Then when I came to the station, Maharaj also came to the train station. Then Maharaj was weeping so much, thinking about me. He could not leave me, I could not leave him. But I had to go to Mathura. Such mamata he had for me. I only pray that life after life, that mamata will never be broken. But I had to come to Mathura. When I came to Mathura, there is how my Guru Maharaj had come there. And he was about to leave. He had a train to go to Navadvip. I reached 8 and his train was scheduled to depart at 9. So in Vamana Goswami Maharaj, he wrote Diksha Mantras in a paper. And then he had signed there also. He said, here, this is Diksha for you. And Maharaj will explain all the mantras to you. So then he wrote everything down for me. And now I was in... My mind was not there that I could stay in Mathura. But now I had to stay there in Mathura. He gave me this there. And this way, he gave me these mantras. He said, Maharaj will explain all the mantras to you. And perform the yagya, everything. Then Maharaj came. Then this temple was arranged in Seva Kunj. And he was so happy. Those who were with me when I'd go there, then they know how happy he was. And his disciples also. He used to discipline them so much. He used to chastise them so much. In the morning they'd come, they'd do abhishek over his lotus feet, do arati, take his chanamrit. And they'd put chandan on him, garland him of a boga. And then the disciples would go and do archan there. Every day they have this rule. I've never seen this in any other place. Yeah, for Gurudev, we cannot do any arati like that. If we go near him, Gurudev would chastise us so much. Even if we could not even follow his birthday. My Guru Maharaj, on his birthday, he'd even go away somewhere else. He would not even write in the calendar. He would not let anyone write in the calendar. And if his appearance day would come, sir, he'd disappear somewhere 2-3 days before. No one knew where he went. But Maharaj was so merciful that he gave the seva adhikar. So I'd go time to time, making an excuse. I'd make some excuse and go see him there. That, oh, I have to take them to South India, I have to take them here and there. So then to meet Maharaj. What is Harikatha, this Mamata? See, Harikatha can be spoken, but it won't touch the heart. Why, they have no prem for Bhagavan, so how will it touch the heart? He's just so humble. He has so many disciples, and he has so many god brothers. The Andhrila Maya Prabhu, his samadhi is here in this red temple. You know, this Kashyapa Ramaswamy, he plays Andhrila Maya Prabhu in Samadhi. He used to be the personal cook for Prabhupada. Then Nityananda Prabhu, all of them used to stay with Maharaj. In the temple there, you see, they offer Boga Thakurji. I'd do everything, and they offer Boga. And then in some plate, I'd offer Boga. And the other disciples of Prabhupada would say, whom are you making this for? Go take everything out. They would not touch anything on the plate. There'd be so much kheer, khichdi, dal, everything would go to the temple. Not that you just take small pots, no, and offer Thakurji. Whatever is cooked, everything would be taken. So I was thinking, how can I take everything? It's so heavy. How can I take these big pots? Then they tell me, in Jagannath Puri, they're offering so much Jagannath because they're all from Odisha. And there you see the pandas offering big pots in front of Jagannath. And whatever is not offered to Jagannath, they dig a big hole and throw everything inside. No one will be given this. Therefore, whatever Mahaprasad is made, everything is taken there directly. Then I think, in a big feast, there are thousands of people. How can I take everything and go in front of Thakurji? It's so heavy, big pots. I said, it's covered, it's black there underneath because of cooking for so much time. They said, no, take everything inside. And I was saying, how can I take everything inside? And also the people from South India are very strong there. They say, Narchan and Abhishek and Thakurji, they bring water from Godavari. brahmacharis, sannyasis, the bhaktas, they all bring water from Godavari and they do abhishek, they do archan, they apply chandan, and they do, and so they take oil and they massage Thakurji, Shayanarti, Mangalati, everything I learned from them. Because they were all from the Ramanuj Sampradaya. And then after Prabhupada's initiation from Prabhupada, they say they followed every instruction of Prabhupada minutely. Not that they just listen. But you listen, but then you don't. I act out of your own speculation. So I saw in South India, every temple that I went, I saw every day in the morning there was Snanam Shaiv Thakurji. Enter Raghupinath, there I saw. There, this temple was inaugurated there. Me and this Gundicha temple, Maharaj's temple. I went with Bhakti Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Jeevan Janardhan Maharaj, Bhakti Vidashwati Maharaj, Bhakti Brahmapuri Maharaj. So many of his god brothers. We went on Nagar Sankirtan. And we went and reached the Totokopinath temple. That time Pujari, he was massaging Thakurji with oil. And Radharani, Lalita, and Baldev Prabhu, all of them. Then they do Abhishek of Thakurji there. But I was so fortunate. The Pujari told me, come inside. Then he gave me a little oil that you also massage Gopinath. And I was thinking, I would have never thought that I could massage him. Because he was massaging alone. So everyone, the temple was about to be opened. And they knew me. So then immediately I started massaging Gopinath. He said, don't do quickly. His body is very soft. That time I didn't think in such a way. I was thinking, I'll finish everything very quickly. Just massage him and leave. He said, no. His body is very soft. Slowly you should massage him. And how do they massage? They take cotton, they soak it in oil, and then they squeeze the cotton, and the oil comes out, and slowly they massage Thakurji, head to toe. And then they say they apply chandan after that. They apply kesar, kasturi. So they worship Thakurji, because they serve with so much love. That's why Bhagavan is happy, and he appears in such a form, deity form. What do? Well, we cook something, this, that, and we offer, and then anyhow we dress him. But not like this. Therefore, when Swami Maharaj went to the West, he would say that cook something differently for the devotees, but for Thakurji there should be a separate kitchen. And you should cook separately for Thakurji, and for the Bhaktas separately. Even now if you go to in Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, there you see, that time, Prabhupada is staying next to this guest house. That time, Prabhupada he had these disciples, Aditya Mataji and all of them. That time, they said, is kachori being made? That time, he had small god Nitai Radhavind. Said, go bring for Boga. They said, oh, we'll make here. He said, no. Go bring. And then Swami Maharaj also, he had very thunderous voice. So then they offered Boga. Then give me the prasad, he'd say. He said, oh Prabhupada, your health. He said, oh, by honoring Mahaprasad, my health will spoil, your health will spoil, he said. Your health will be upset. So in all of Maharaj's temples also, they cook so many different kinds of boga for Thakurji. Respect the bhaktas. You see, Maharaj would respect so much everyone who came. Even the disciples of his god brothers, he'd pay for their tickets. And then when they'd go back to Mayapur, Navadvip or Vrindavan, he'd send so many things from there, from South India. Pack everything. Pay for their ticket, fare, everything. We could not serve. If you give him a little pranami, once during this Kartik Parimaina, then I was there, there's Maharaj was with me. Then we went on Parikrama, then went to have darshan in Sevakunj. Then Maharaj, he had this rule that every day he had to finish the Bhagavatam in two shlokas. Two shlokas every day he'd learn and every day he'd recite certain chapters on the Bhagavatam. There's 13,500 shlokas in the Bhagavatam, so every day. And as long as he had not finished the Bhagavatam, then he'd do Achamananik, and then he'd honor Samamsa after reading the Bhagavatam. So I went there, with and then I stayed there for some time. So then I offered some pranami, even some devotees with me, like Karunya Maharaj, all of them. So then I was there, I offered this Balboga, and then this Rajboga was also offered. So Maharaji gave from his own hands. He said, give to them first and then I will not eat or else. So I was thinking, oh Maharaj, we're going now. He said, no. Eat, take something and go. Say, Maharaj, you want something, then we'll eat. We could say, and then Maharaj, he sat around drinking some Absan. And we took something in our hands and we came. Then Gurudev, he was finishing his parikrama. Prabhadarshana Bhakti Vapuri Goswami Maharaj in Seva Kunj. Then Bhakti Vapuri Maharaj, he told Gurudev that, oh, Rayan Prabhu, he came here and he gave everything away to me. No, I had not told anything to Gurudev. So then I was cooking. Then Gurudev came and asked me, did you go to Seva Kunj? Then he said, did you have darshan of Puri Maharaj? And you gave everything to him? He said, yes. I said, yes. Then tell me, don't speak lies to me. Tell me how much, what you've given. Then I said, nothing. And he said, you always speak lies. He said, all right, I have this certificate. This is my good fortune that I have, you have certified me in this way. So then, that time Maharaj gave 1,000 rupees pranami to Gurudev, like this pranami. Trivikram Maharaj also like this. Whatever I'd give to Trivikram Maharaj would tell to Gurudev that, oh, he's, Preman Prabhu has given me so much pranami. And therefore, Gurudev would sometimes joke with me. Gurudev would say, oh, you're a thief. How should a thief be punished? Then I'd say, he's your god brother. Then you should have asked me in the first place that you're giving. But if I would have given, then you would have told me not to give. Use it for the temple seva. So this way, there is so much intimacy between each other. Joke with each other. But we are like this. We are the king of thieves. We know how to hide everything away. Like a spider. But Maharaj is so simple. Then I told Bhakti Vapuri Maharaj, Maharaj, don't tell anyone I'm giving you so much. But still he said, he'd give everything away to me. Even when he was so old, he'd go Yamunaji's darshan to Rindavan Parikram. He'd never stop. Every day evening, he'd go for Yamunarati darshan. Every day in the evening, he'd go for Mangalarati Thakurji and Seva Kuncharati. And before Archan, Maharaj himself would do Mangalarati. Like in Iskan, you see, when I was in Bombay, Gopalakrishna Maharaj, he himself would do Arati. He would not let anyone else do. He'd do Prabhupada's Arati. So you say, Maharaj himself would do Arati and Archan. And then he'd offer Boga, and then he'd come out of his Bhajan Kutir. So he had so much faith, Nishtha. And all these Taustutis. For anyone would come to the temple, Harinam Diksha, everyone, they'd all go there and they'd all do Stavsati in the morning and then they do Harinam. First they offer Stavsati Guru Varga to Puja Archan. And then, first we say, remember them, like we say, Vancha Kalpataru, Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu, we say, offer pranams, remember them, and they say, you offer Pushpa, Chandan, flowers. Learn at least to do this at the Lord's feet of our Guru Varga. And they say, his Harikatha also. You see how the Mahapurusha there. They came to this world, they gave Darshan, they listened to their Katha, received their shelter. Even now, you see, his disciples, they celebrate his Avirbhav, Tirubhav, Tithi with so much faith. Big festivals there. Every year in front of Samadhi Mandir for 7 days. All, there's a big pandal there. So many devotees come, take part in this festival. They are, even now, they have such nice Guru Nishtha they have. Because Guru Kripa is always present in the hearts of his disciples. And they can only give this Guru Kripa to others, transmit it, preach it, give it to others. For today's Maharaj Avirbhav Tithi. Now he's serving Guru Stirabhav Tithi. Now it's become late. And he was the one of the first disciples of Prabhupada, says Sai Thakur. He took shelter of Prabhupada. Then Paramananda Prabhu came, Paramurudev came. They say this line of Prabhupada started from there. So Naresh Avigra Prabhu, he has so many responsibilities. Prabhupada, when he'd preach, if any disciples would come, who take shelter, he would, how to make them advance in bhakti, teach them everything. My Guru Maharaj, he was a small boy, 8 or 9 years old. All of them, he'd have to feed them, make them sleep, take them, engage them in seva, then make them study in the school, Thakur Bhaktivinoda Institute, make sure they've finished their Harinam. Now no one asks, how much Harinam have you chanted? How many rounds have you chanted? Have you chanted Anika, not have you done Tilak? But that time, there was so much love. Even in our time, if Maharaj would see that whole day he's working, but he's not chanting Harinam, then would say the manager, would tell the manager that it is your duty that after 2 hours, you'll have to chant Harinam with them. Make sure they finish their rounds. Okay, Puri Maharaj, he would say, I will not touch anything from the hands of those who would have not chanted Harinam. When do you have time to chant Harinam if you're working the whole day? So also chant Harinam. So then Maharaj would tell Kunj Bihari Prabhu, our manager, to take all the boys, and after 12 o'clock, after Arati, all of them, no matter what, they should chant Harinam for a couple of hours. I will not let anyone leave until they finish chanting Harinam. And in the night, as soon as Arati would finish, then again, for 1 hour, there'd be Kirtan. Very slowly. And then Mahamantra would continue for 1 hour. This way they have some faith towards Naam. But this is their speciality, their gift. Even now, we are remembering their glories, glorifying them. We have this good fortune of remembering them. If we go other places, wherever the santas are not glorified, then there is no peace to be found there, no happiness. Wherever the glories of the santas are discussed, then Bhagavan's mercy surely shower on that place. Very well, listen to all.